Let us pray. God, you tell us that whoever hears your words and puts them into action is like a wise person who builds their house upon rock. May we hear your words today, and may we put them into action in our lives, that we might build our lives upon you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I enjoy this story because it pits two groups against each other. It shows the conflict that Jesus started. And often we have this image of Jesus as a really nice guy, that Jesus was just the friendliest person you could ever meet. You know, if you needed a cup of sugar, you could go down to Jesus' house and he would have one waiting for you. That's the image we have of Jesus as the nice person that we all want to be, and really we all should be. But that's not always what Jesus was like. Quite often, actually, he got in trouble, and sometimes he even stirred up trouble. Because things in his day, like things in our day, aren't always the way they're supposed to be. In his day, like in our day, some people had a lot, and some people had very little. Some people worked hard day after day just so that other people could benefit. Some people were important, and other people just did what they were told. And so Jesus messed all that up. And one of the groups of people that he messed up were the religious scholars. And so I think especially for people who make a living off of studying religion, it's good to remember that Jesus sometimes has things to say to the religious scholars of his day, so that we ourselves, as the religious people of our day, don't get too full of ourselves, because sometimes we get it wrong, just like the religious people of Jesus' day get it wrong. But he says, "Whoever hears my words and puts them into action is like a wise person who builds their house upon a rock. The rains fall, the rivers surge and flood, and the winds beat against the house, but the house does not fall, because it is built upon rock." Here at Knox United Church, in partnership with our sisters, brothers, and relatives of Christ just down Highway 20 in Nokomis, believe that one of the things that God calls us to do is that we learn. We try to grow in faith together. Now, faith isn't like math, where you know you can learn how to add, and then you learn how to subtract, and then you learn how to multiply. It's not like you learn, you know, how to pray, and then you learn how to be kind, and then you learn how to love. It doesn't work quite like that. But kind of like math, it's something that you need to practice. You need to work at it. It doesn't just happen by accident. It happens with effort, repetition. It happens with trying every day to get it right. And we all always will get it wrong sometimes. And so what we do is we start over, because we believe in a God of fresh starts, a God of new life, a God who always gives us another chance. No matter what we've done, how terrible it might seem to us, God's love is always there, ready to help us start new, ready to help us try again to live the way of love and justice. Try again to be kind. Try again to be forgiving. Try again to be compassionate. And then when we make a mistake again, God isn't like you or me and gets frustrated or impatient. God is once again waiting with love for us to start one more time. And this continues our entire lives as we seek to be a people of love, of kindness, of peace, and of justice. One of the words that we use to describe who we are in Christ is disciple. That's a fancy Latin word, but it really just means student. When Jesus called his first disciples, the word he used for them is student. He referred to them as students. And so we still use in our time this word sometimes to describe ourselves. It's one of the many ways that we understand ourselves. We talk about ourselves as a family. We talked about it in the first week of this series, a community where all are welcome and everyone can find their place, no matter who we are, where we come from, or what we've done. We also talk about ourselves as people sent out to help. So we go from here, we go into the world to help and take care and to seek justice. But one of the ways that we also talk about ourselves is disciples, learners, students, people who come together in homes, here at church, on our own and who try to learn the way of Jesus in our time, try to practice it together. And we know it's hard and we know we get it wrong, but this is something that we seek to do as a church. And at our best, we create room for questions and conversations. We listen respectfully when people have doubts. We allow room for there to be disagreement, that when one person thinks one thing and one person thinks another, it doesn't mean that one is wrong and the other is right. It means that the Spirit is at work and helping us both to learn something from each other. At our worst, we can be rigid, dogmatic. Say, this is what you must do, or this is what you must believe. This is how you must act. I can think of any number of times in churches where people are all told, this is how to sit or how to stand. These are the right words you need to say. If you don't believe this, then you're not good enough. That we create all these rules that aren't in the way of Jesus. Because Jesus doesn't teach us a list of rules to follow or things to believe. He gives us a path to follow, a way to live. And that's what we try to practice together now. Because whoever hears the words of Jesus and puts them into action is like a wise person who builds their house upon solid rock. The events of life might come at them. The rains might fall. The rivers might surge and flood. The winds might beat at them. Perhaps here we might say, the snow might fall. The winds might beat at them. They might get so cold that their windows frost over and their furnaces break. But the house that's built on solid rock, that house will stand. And it's the same with our lives. When we ground our lives in Jesus, in the way of Jesus, when we hear his words and don't just listen, but put them into action, then our lives are built upon the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.